World Series all tied up at a game apiece. Cubs tied it up with a 5-1 win in Cleveland last night. So now it goes to Chicago, Wrigley Field, Game 3, Friday night in Wrigley Field. How many people does Wrigley Field hold? 41,268. You know, I've never been to Wrigley, by the way, in my life. That is on my baseball bucket list. I've been to Fenway Park in Boston several times, the old Yankee Stadium, been there. There are really only a couple other ones that I'd really care to see in terms of old stadiums. Wrigley Field would be one. Maybe Dodger Stadium would be another. But I don't know. I cannot imagine a capacity of 41,000 plus. That is not very big. I mean, I know at one time, my gosh, it was, it was probably well under 40,000. They've expanded that place so much. But they've gone up, basically. You can't go out, so you got to go up. I don't know. Fenway holds like 38,000, something like that. And the thing is, they're old stadiums. So if you're, how do I put this delicately? If you're a large person, the seats are not very comfortable at all. They're really not. They're old wooden seats. And you just kind of squeeze your buttocks in there as best you can. Those of us with a tiny hiney, it's not a problem. But I'm telling you, man, it can be an uncomfortable experience if you've ever sat in one of those old stadiums. I mean, it's classic. Don't get me wrong. It is a baseball shrine, those old places. But, I mean, history, it just reeks history. You want to talk about character and charm. They just don't make stadiums like that anymore. But so anyway, the World Series goes to Wrigley Field effective Friday. 41,000 plus fans will squeeze their derrieres into the seats there and hope for their Cubbies to grab their first world championship since 1908.